Parshas Chayei Sara. At the end of the story, towards the end of the story, when Eliezer has discovered Rivka and realizes that she indeed is the one that he has been looking for, the Torah writes in Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Chof Beis. Vayehi kasher kilu ha-gemalim lishtois, when the camels finished drinking, vayikach ho-ish, and the man, Eliezer, took nezem zohov, bekam mishkoloi, he took a golden ring, ushnei tzmidim, and also two bracelets, al yodeho, he gave that to her as a gift as well, asara zohov mishkolom, and it weighed 10 zohov. It seems a little bit strange that the Torah has to go into all the finer details of the jewelry that he gave her as a gift. So Rashi picks up on this in the name of Chazal and says, Ushnei Tzmidim is a remez to the two luchos, because Tzmidim, although it means bracelet, but it can also mean stuck together. The two luchos were smudois, says Rashi. So Tzmidim is a reference to the Shnei Luchos Habris, which were also Matsumodois, similar to the word Tzmidim. And the second remez is, the fact that they weighed Asara Zohov is of course a reference to the Aseres Hadibros that were on the Shnei Luchos. It's, by the way, just as an aside, my father-in-law, Mary Chomi Shlita, once pointed out a very beautiful diuk. If you look later on in Pasuk Lamed, Lavan comes out and he sees his sister wearing the jewelry. But there Tzmidim is spelt without a yud. So he explained, because the yud is a reference to the Aseres Hadibros, but Lavan didn't see that. Lavan saw the jewelry. Lavan saw the jewelry, doesn't see the ruchnius therein. But either way, so this is what Eliezer presents to Rivka, the ring, the bracelet, and this apparently has remez to the Shnei Luchos that has Aseres Hadibros in them. With the obvious question being, what on earth does this have to do with the story? Eliezer is on a mission to find a wife for Eliezer, for Yitzchak. It seems that he's been successful. He gives her the jewelry. What's this reference to Shnei Luchos? What's this reference to Aseres Hadibros? How on earth does this come into the story? What was Eliezer trying to hint here? And more importantly, what is the Torah teaching us with this reference, with this remez to the Shnei Luchos, to the Aseres Hadibros, in the middle of this whole story of the Shidduch for Yitzchak? So I'd like to share with you what could be an approach to understand this. And it's a yesod. It's a yesod gadol in the way we look at midos toivos. Eliezer was told by Avraham Avinu to find a wife for Yitzchak. And it's true, Avraham Avinu told him where not to go. But interestingly enough, he didn't give him any instruction as to what type of girl he's looking for. You would have expected, if you have a son and you send a messenger to find the shidduch, that would say, I'm looking for the following midos, the following background, the following credentials, and there's no instructions whatsoever. Eliezer, of his own volition, is going to find a wife for Yitzchak. Now, we know quite clearly exactly what Eliezer was looking for. Because as the Torah writes in Pasuk Yud Davit, he arrives in town and he davens to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and he says as follows, V'hoyo hanaro asher oimar eleho, it'll be the girl that I say to her, Hati no kadech v'eshe, the girl whom I request to please help me drink. If she says in return, yes, you can drink and I will give your camels to drink as well, oiso hoichachto, then that will be the clear proof, la'avdecho li'yitzchok, for your slave, for your servant, Yitzchak, that will be the correct way. Ubo Eda, and then I will know ki osiso chesed im adrini, that you have done a chesed with my master. So here Eliezer presents quite clearly, although having never been told, but he presents quite clearly what it is that he's looking for. He's looking for a girl who's a balas chesed. That's the only experiment that he performed over here. He didn't say, I'm going to test her to see whether she has the middah of anova, and whether she has the middah of zrizos, and all the wonderful middahs. No. I'm looking for one thing, and one thing only. Is she a balas chesed? Says Rashi, if I know, if I see that indeed she's a balas chesed, ru'uyo hiloi, then she is fitting, she'tehi goymeles chasodim, or clearly she's a balas chesed, or kedai likones, bebeisoi shel Avraham. That will obviously be a perfect match to enter the house of Avraham. Avraham Avinu, as we discussed in previous weeks, the Amud HaChesed, says Eliezer, that's what I'm looking for. In order for this to be a compatible shidduch, to be a good fit, she has to be a balas chesed. And that's what I'm looking for, nothing else. Fascinatingly, the Kli Yoko on that posuk quotes a very bizarre sounding Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara in Tanis says, Kol Kala, there you have a bride. Now let's try and translate literally. She'eineho yofes. How would you translate those words? She has beautiful eyes. Then kol gufo ein sorech bedika. After that, there's nothing to check. You only have to look if she has eineho yofes. Says the Kiyoko, this Gemara is very, very puzzling. I don't understand. He says, firstly, the Metzius is not that way. There can be plenty of people who might well have eineho yofes, and yet it's not true to say that kol gufa ein sorech bedika, they may have plenty of blemishes and problems and issues. So what does the Gemara mean? That everything is dependent on eineho yofes. But more troubling, says the Kli Yoko, it doesn't seem appropriate for Chazal to describe a kala. This is the way you look for a kala. You'd have expected Chazal to say, if you're looking for a kala, you should look if she has Yerushalayim, if she's a balas midos. And what does Chazal say? Does she have eineho yofes, nice eyes? Doesn't sound the ruach hadvorim which you'd expect from Chazal HaKadoshim. Says the Kli Yoko, eineho yofes means the mid of ayin yofer. Of course it's not referring to the physical appearance. As he writes there, sheker achein ve'ebel ayoyfi, that's certainly not what you're looking for. That's not the most important mila. And anyway, as the expression goes, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That's not what Chazal are referring to. Chazal are indeed referring to her midos. And what are they saying? That if a girl is indeed a balas chesed, she has eineho yofes, means she has a mid of ayin yofes, a good eye. She's always on the lookout to try and help others. So then, you can be assured, says the Kli Yoko, bli sofik, undoubtedly, that she is sholem b'chol ha-midos. Why? Maybe she excels in chesed, but not in other midos. Says the Kli Yoko, you learn that from over here. You see that from over here. Chazal HaKadoshim learned it from over here, that you see Eliezer only looked for one midah. He didn't do a number of experiments to test out different midos. He did one experiment. I'm going to test to see whether she's a balas chesed. Says the Kli Yoko ki midozu binyan av al kol hamidos. This is the father of all midos. If a person is a true balas chesed, you can be rest assured that they excel in all midos. And if they're not, then they don't. And that's what Chazal mean. Kol kalo she'eineho yofes, if she exudes the midah of ayin yofer, then kol gufa ein sorech bedika, then after that there's nothing else to check. Says the Kli Yoko, and this is really therefore what you see, Eliezer comes to town, he only needs to perform one experiment. He needs to do one test. That's what he's looking for. He's looking to see whether Rivka is a balas chesed. And chesed is apparently the binyan av of all midos. It's the father of all midos. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though in Chazal, as we're about to see in a moment, is described as having many midos toivos, Kavayochol, but we know Olam Chesed Yibona. Olam Chesed Yibona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the middle of Chesed. Chesed is the father, is the number one of all middos, and that's why Eliezer is looking for that middah. So let's try and understand for a moment, what does it mean to be a Baal middos? What does it mean to be a Baal or Baalas Chesed? So the Gemara tells us, a well-known Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base. It's on the word that we say every single day in davening. We say, Oz Yoshe, Zeh Keili, V'Anveihu, a strange-looking word. V'Anveihu. Say Chazal, V'Anveihu means, have a doim eloi. You should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Anveihu means, V'Ani V'Hu. Me and him. You should somehow try to emulate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Here come the famous words. Mahu chanun v'rachum af ato heyei chanun v'rachum. V'anveihu is an instruction to emulate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachum v'chanun. He's compassionate and merciful. Then you should do the same. You should be the same. You should also exude those middos of Rachum and Chanun. So too, in similar vein, the Gemara famously tells us in Soito, it says on the Pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. You should follow your God. You should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, but you can't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no physical existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as far as we're concerned, says the Gemara, Eish Oichlo, an all-consuming fire. So what does it mean you have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, Lahaleich Achar Midoisov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must follow the Midois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again the Gemara says, Mahu Afata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malbish Arumin. He's the one who clothes the unclothed. How do we know, says the Gemara, from the Torah, Parshas Bereishis, it says he gave clothes to Adam and Chava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mavaker Choylim, Parshas Vayera, Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Aveilim, it says after the death of Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Koyver Mason, he buries the dead, as is evident with Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself displays all of these middos. Our job is to follow those middos. And in fact, the Gemara concludes by saying, the Torah, from beginning to end, is one long story of chesed. Right from the beginning, the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clothes for Adam. That was a mice of chesed. And how does the Torah end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries Moshe Rabbeinu. That's also an act of chesed. The whole Torah is really one long story of chesed, which of course reflects what we said before, that chesed is the avi kol hamidos. So we're learning from over here a very important yisoid. The Rambam paskens this lehalocha. Rabbi Yisai, this is not just a musa or a hashkofa, this is halocha lemaisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, now we need to know, what is the word deos? We translate deos as an opinion. But in the Lashon of Chazal and the Rambam, Deos means Midos. Midos. So the Rambam famously tells us right from the very first Perek. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Deos, and the Rambam writes, Deos harbe yesh lekol echod ve'echod b'nei Adam. Really, when we ask, is that person a Baal Midos? The question is a misnomer. Of course he's a Baal Midos. Everybody is a Baal Midos. The question is it Midos Toivos or Midos Rois? There's no such thing as, are you a Baal Midos? Everybody is. That's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam goes into great detail and he says, some people have a Midah of Kaas, and some people are very calm. And some people are big Baal Gaiva, and some people are Midah of Anova, etc., etc., etc. And the Rambam tells us, so what is the correct path? As we all know, says the Rambam, Haderech HaYeshorah Hi Midah Beinoinis. Not to be an extremist, somewhere there in the middle. V'chulei, v'chulei, that's maybe a discussion for another time. Says the Rambam, U'matsuvin onu lo leches, and we are commanded to go in these ways, Bedrochim ha'elu ha'beinoyim, to go in the middle path, ha'toivim v'yesharim. Why? Shenemar, it's learned from a pasuk, it's a halacha, v'holachto bedrochim. You have to emulate the ways of Hashem. You have to go in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Gemara says, what does that mean? What does that mean to go in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To follow God means to emulate the midos of the Rebbeinu Shoylam. And he therefore says, Mahu nikra chanun, af ato chanun. Mahu rachum, af ato rachum. Etc, etc. So this is not just a soundbite or a turn of phrase. This is halacha lemaisa. The chiyuv to be a baal midos toivos is learned from psukim. The Rambam paskens it lahalacha. But the big yesod, and really this is the yesod that I wanted to share with you, what we're learning from over here is a terrific yesod, and this is an altogether different look at midos toivos, the way that we Klal Yisrael look at them, as opposed to the guy in the street. The average guy on the street, if at all he displays any midos toivos, it's because you have to be a nice guy. What they call in Ivrit, nimusi. Be polite if you're a nice person. You have to perform chesed because that's culturally, it's culturally and socially acceptable, etc., etc. But what we're learning tonight over here from the Gemara and from the Rambam, that to be a baal midos toivos is actually the chiyuv to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it really is. It's nothing to do with being a nice person, being a polite person. There's no such thing as being nice and polite. There's being a baal midos toivos, which means v'halachto bedrochav, to emulate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to become more God-like. That's what it means to be a baal midos toivos. Not to be a friendly person, not to be a nice guy. It means to be more God-like. To be more God-like. And especially, as you see quite clearly from the Gemara, above all, the midos of chesed. Torah from beginning to end is one big story of chesed, and our mandate is to learn from that and to emulate that. That's what it means, v'holachto bedrochav. So let's explain a little bit more. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, in Parashas Bereishis, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man b'tzalmeinu, in our image. We are the Tzelem Elohim. It sounds like a very lofty, perhaps removed principle. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain there, and this is critical, the Eben Ezra and the Sfarno, that every person, in order indeed to emulate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, as indeed we're instructed to do, every person has that innate capacity to do so. If you remember the moshul we gave a couple of weeks ago, imagine telling somebody, right, I want you to become a tenor, a world-class tenor. This person can't sing. So it's impossible and unreasonable to expect him to be a good singer, because actually he hasn't got a singing voice. Tell somebody, I want you to now to be able to drag a 5-ton car from here to there. This person is built small, skinny, weak. He doesn't have the capacity to do that if you cannot reasonably expect him to fulfill your request. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instructed us to be Balei Midos Toivos, then we must by definition have the capacity to do so. You cannot expect somebody to be a Baal Chesed if he doesn't have that innate possibility and potential indeed to be that Baal Chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants in every person, that's what it means, B'Tzelem. We are, to a certain extent, the image of God. We have in us that potential to be a Baal Chesed. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be merciful, it means we have innate, every single person, that capacity to be a Rachum, to be a Chanun, to be a Malbe Shalomim, to be a Kodesh Mason, to be a Baal Chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted it in us. It's part of our DNA. That's what it means. B'tzalmeinu. We are inbuilt in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that every single person actually, by definition, has that potential to tap in to the middah of chesed and all the other middahs tovos, and that way he is in fact emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if somebody wants to now take on a project, I want to become a Baal Midos. So how do I do this? So, if a Baal Midos means be a nice person, be a friendly guy, so how do you go about this? You go into the street, you find out what's popular, what's acceptable, what's socially acceptable, and you try and emulate that, but we've just seen that's nothing to do with being a Baal Midos Tovos. A Baal Midos Tovos really means study the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Study the Torah. The Torah is chesed from beginning to end. If you study the Torah, that's where your chesed will come from, because you are becoming more God-like. After all, the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression. It's the Mikhtav HaElohim. So by studying the Torah, that's how you can be Makarim V'Holachta B'Drachav. You know, Reb Chaim Brisker once said a famous line. The Gemara says, "Il moli lo mitnot Torah." If the Torah would never have been given to us, we would still be able to learn midos from where? From animals. From animals. The Gemara says you could actually learn tznius from a cat and aroyos from a yoyna, etc., etc. If you study the animals, you see each one of the animals has a certain midot Torah, and if the Torah was never given to us, you could learn from them. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, read the words of the Gemara carefully. If the Torah was never given, I could learn, and would have to learn, midos from animals, says Rav Chaim Brisker, but the Torah was given. So the Torah was given, now we don't learn it from animals. Where do we learn it from? It's all up on the Torah. Our midos must come from the Torah. Im ein Torah, says the Mishnah, ein derech eretz. The Torah has to be the basis for our midos. Our midos are not based on what's socially acceptable and what's considered the fashion and popular in the streets. That's not the makor of our midos. That's very superficial. That could change tomorrow, that could be something else the day after, whatever works out for me. But if a person wants to become more godlike, it means he's changing be'etzem. That must come from the Torah. That must come from a study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, which is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then indeed you can become the Baal Chesed and the Baal Rachum and the Baal Chana, but it has to all emanate from the Torah. It has to all emanate from the Torah. We have no frame of reference whatsoever to grasp or to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. We have no frame of reference. Ein loy guf, he has no guf, he has no being. The midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. That's the closest we can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by what he is, but by what he does. I'll give you an example just to make this more palatable. Imagine I would say, look at the sun. I can't. I have no physical way of looking at the sun. You look at the sun, then you'll be blinded. Does that mean I have no concept now of the sun? No, I can have a concept. Because albeit I cannot look at the sun, but I can look at what the sun does. Look at the rays of sunlight on the floor. That will give you a perception of what the sun must be. Look at the growth in the fields, which is all a product of the sunlight. That will give me an inkling of what the sun is all about. Albeit, I cannot study the sun itself, but I can study all the manifestations thereof. The same, lahavdil, is true with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no such thing, as we said, v'halachta b'drachav, follow God. We follow God. We have no perception, we have no frame of reference, we have no way of understanding or perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at least we can relate to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us. Those are his midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malbish Arumim, and the Koyver Mesim, and the Mabakir Chayim, and the Baal Chesed. That gives us an inkling, at least, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos are. And that's our mandate, that's our mitzvah to emulate. And the way that we do that is coming from the Torah. Il mo'elei nitnah Torah, if the Torah wouldn't be given, we would have other ways. But now the Torah was given. Person wants to become a true Baal Midos, which means he wants to truly become God-like, then it's got to come from the Torah. It's got to come from the Torah. If that's the case, now let's come back to the question that we began with right at the beginning. Eliezer is looking for a wife for Yitzchak. As the Kliyoker explains, he's only looking for one middle. Einah HaYofes. Does she have the middle of an Ayin Yofa, the Baal Chesed? That's the Binyan Av Mikol HaMidos. And his experiment works out wonderfully, successfully, and indeed he finds a Shudder for Yitzchak. So we asked, what's this Inyan that he had to be Merames to her, the Luchais, and the Aseres HaDibrais, the Tzmidim? How does that come into the story? The answer is, Rabbi Sain, Eliezer is transmitting a clear message to Rivka. I see that you excel in Chesed. Where is that Chesed coming from, I want to know? Is the Chesed coming because that's the fashion, and you want to be a nice person, or is it coming from the Luchos? Is it coming from the Aseres HaDibros? Is it coming from Torah HaKdoshah? That's what Eliezer is hinting to Rivka. If we are now setting up essentially the binyan of Klal Yisrael, we're now building Klal Yisrael. Understand that Klal Yisrael are God's nation, and they are people who are indeed God-like. Now that I've truly seen that you're a Baal Chesed, but I want to know, where does that Chesed come from? So he gives her the Tzmidim, which is a reference to the Luchos, which are Mitzumodos. I want to know if the Chesed is coming from the Luchos. I want to know, is it coming from the Aseres HaDibros? Is it coming from a desire to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If that's where it's coming from, then indeed you're a compatible fit. That could be the remez. That's what Eliezer is trying to hint to Rivka. I see that you're a Baal HaChesed. That's not enough. I need to know what's the source. Where is this coming from? Is your Chesed coming from the Luchos and the Aseres HaDibros? That's critical. That's critical. You know, Rav Shalom Shadron, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was once taking his child to the doctor. And Rabbi Isaac Sher, Zecher Livracha, met them. And he said, where are you going? He said, we're going to the doctor. I'm taking my child. He's ill. So he explained, Rav Shalom Shadron, he says, you know, an animal, when an animal's child is sick, the animal also looks after the child. So what's the difference between me and an animal? I'm taking my child to a doctor. Basically, every cow in the field will do the same. If he sees a young calf unwell, he'll do whatever he can to look after him. Says Rav Shalom, no, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not doing what the animal does. The animal is doing it because it's instinctive, but I'm doing it because it's an act of chesed. When I'm looking after my children, chinuch habonim, that's chesed. Looking after my children, that's an act of chesed. I'm becoming more godlike. I just want to conclude with a really frightening story. It's a frightening story, but I think this really demonstrates everything we've been discussing tonight. Because the story is told of a bocher from Germany in pre-war Europe who studied in the yeshiva of Mir in Poland. This was before the outbreak of World War II, and he's in the yeshiva, and the great mashkiach, Rabbi Rucham, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Rucham Levovitz, is giving a shmooze to the bochurim. And he's discussing with them the concept that we've just discussed, the concept of midos, and midos means that you become more Ribbono Shel Olam-like by emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just all superficial and external because you want to be a nice guy. Rather, you are actually being a kind of Olachta Vidrochov. And your Ruchim says to him in the Shmuz, a goy will never understand that. A goy has no concept of what it means to be a true Baal Midos Toivos. But a Jew knows what it means, because he's the kind of Lachto V'drochov, and his very essence changes, and he becomes an exalted, elevated being. That's the way we look at Midos. This Bochel was very disturbed. And at the end of the Shmuz, he approaches Rabbi Yeruchim and says, I'm sorry, I don't understand. He says, I'm from Germany, and I see the Goyim in Germany, and they're wonderfully nice people. I don't know what you mean, that Goyim don't have any concept of what it means to be a Baal Midos. Back home, in good old Germany, the Goyim are so polite, and are so friendly, and are so dignified. How can you possibly say that Goyim have no concept of Midos? And Yeruchim was unmoved. He says, no, I'm telling you, only a Jew knows what it means to be a Baal Midos. Everything you see with a Goy is all superficial. He says, I'm sorry, I can't accept that. I've been living in Germany from the beginning. They're so friendly and nice and warm and polite. And Yeruchim was not prepared to budge. And this Bacher said, I don't know, maybe here in Poland it's different. Maybe here, the Goyim, the peasant farmers, very simple, rough and ready people, maybe they're the ones you're referring to, but back in Germany, I'm telling you, it's a different existence. And I can't really appreciate or identify with what you're saying. And Yeruchim says, no, I'm telling you, any midot toivo that you see amongst the Goyim, it's superficial, it's external, it has nothing to do with becoming an elevated being, nothing to do with being more godlike of Olach the Midrachov, that is solely to be found amongst Klal Yisrael. And the Zbocha was having none of it, and they, as it were, part of company, agreed to disagree. 2 years later, the Second World War broke out. And this Zbocha was taken to one of the hospitals under the regime of the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, and as is well known, under officially the ban of medicine, we know the cruelest experimentation was performed upon these Yidden. The most cruel experiments and torturous different types of treatments, and officially it was all for the sake of humanity and furthering medicine. It couldn't be anything, it was furthest removed from that, it was nothing to do with humanity. And this Bacher is there caught up in it all. He's there in the surgery or operating theater, and he's about to undergo some very cruel injection by the Nazi doctor. And the Nazi doctor approaches him with this big needle, which the Bacher knew was going to hurt him and had nothing to do with humanity and nothing to do with medicine. It was one act of cruelty, absolute achzorius. And as the doctor approaches him, he says, please, could you roll back your shirt sleeve? And he said the word, please. And the Bacher said, it was then that I understood Rabbi Yeruchim Shmuz. That's when I understood Rabbi Yeruchim Shmuz. How is a person able? How is a person mesugel at the same time to be committing the most cruel, barbaric acts of torture and at the same time say, please could you roll back your shirt sleeve? In other words, all the pleas have nothing to do with being a more godly type person, nothing to do with being elevated individual. It was a manner of speech. That's the way you talk. Yes, you have to be polite and friendly. So therefore, if it's all external, he was able to do that right in the midst of the most severe achzorius. As far as he was concerned, it was no stira at all, because it was all superficial and external. And he says, years later, he says, now finally, the penny dropped. That's what Rabbi Yeruchim meant. So this is really what we're learning tonight. When we talk about being a Baal Midos Toivos, we don't mean somebody who's polite and a nice guy. We mean somebody who's Mekayim V'Olach Tov V'Drochov. He has studied the Torah, and he has studied the Midos of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he has successfully managed to emulate them. And that's what Eliezer was hinting to Rivka. You're an outstanding Baal as Chesed, but I just need to be sure that the Chesed is coming from the Luchos. I need to be sure it's coming from the Aseres Adibros, because if that's the case, then indeed this is a compatible Shidduch, and you're worthy of entering Beis Yisrael Avraham Avinu.